This is the first of its kind in the region, and it aims at identifying statelessness people, developing strategies and finding solutions so that we can eradicate this big problem by 2024.
750,000 people is the estimate of the number of stateless people in West Africa, 10 million globally. Is it a problem that is growing? Why is this conference happening now?
Well, it is part of UNHCR's campaign to eradicate statelessness in the next 10 years. It is not so much a growing problem as a problem we've becoming more aware of. More countries are becoming aware, putting in mechanism in place to identify people who might be off the radar because they don't have a nationality. And we think that the number in West Africa might actually be higher because the 750,000 you refer to are mostly in Côte d'Ivoire. But we know that other countries have also problems with birth registration, discriminatory practices that impedes people from passing on their nationalities and so forth.
We're talking about street children, migrants who've lost their travel documentation. What does statelessness mean for these people?
For people who are stateless, they don't have a nationality. Just imagine you can't prove who you are, who your nationality is. And in many cases, that means that you don't have access to education. You can't get a loan from the bank. You might not be able to marry or travel. Many things that we take for granted, people cannot do because they can't prove who they are, what their nationality is. And of course, there's also a psychological impact. People feel that they don't belong anywhere, and they should. There are many causes behind this. It could be migration, second, third generation, people who have lost contact with their country of origin but never were registered in their new country. We see that, for example, people fleeing Central African Republic who've been there for generations now going back to Chad. And they're Chadian, but they haven't been there for two or three generations. They have no one to fall back on, and they can't prove either way where they belong. It is a big problem, and it's often exacerbated by conflict and forced displacement.
So at the end of this conference, will there be an action plan? Is there some sort of project, a protocol that's going to be put in place?
Yes, there is an idea. We hope that the ECOWAS member state will adopt a protocol that will be sort of a roadmap on how to put mechanisms in place, how to identify people, and what kind of solutions we can offer. That can be often a change in nationality law or other practical measures that might help to reduce the risk of statelessness and find solutions for people who are stateless.